In Gaza today, the Islamist Hamas movement announced that it has nominated Ismail Haniyeh, a prominent Hamas leader, to be the Palestinian prime minister. The nomination comes a day after the new Hamas-dominated Palestinian parliament was sworn in. The new prime minister will have 3 weeks to form a government. In Jerusalem, the Israeli government announced it will halt the transfer of funds to the Palestinian Authority effective immediately. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Speaking at the opening of the weekly cabinet meeting, acting Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said that with Hamas's majority in parliament, the Palestinian Authority has turned into what he called a terrorist authority. Israel will not compromise with terrorism and will continue to fight against it, he said. At the same time, we have no intention of harming the humanitarian interests of the Palestinian people. Olmert said Israel will immediately stop the transfer of all funds to the Palestinian Authority. This is the approximately $50 million of taxes and custom revenues that Israel collects each month on behalf of the Palestinian Authority and then transfers to them. Israel also urged the international community to cut off all aid to the Palestinian Authority that is not specifically humanitarian aid. The Israeli decision is expected to make it more difficult for the Palestinian Authority to pay the monthly salaries of tens of thousands of government officials. Officials of the World Bank warned even before the Hamas election victory that the Palestinian Authority is on the verge of a financial collapse. Privately, Israeli officials say they are trying to walk a thin line between making the Palestinian people realize they made a mistake by electing a Hamas-led government and causing real harm to the Palestinian people. Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni. It can be assumed that their way of life will change, even though that is not Israel's goal, she said. But we are dealing with changes on the Palestinian side that we see as very problematic. The government of Israel will do whatever it needs to defend its citizens, and that will also affect the Palestinian Authority. There is an internal debate in Israel about how far to go with sanctions. Defense Ministry officials have argued for a hard line, while those in the foreign ministry worry that going too far might cause tensions between Israel and the international community. Defense officials also warn of the possibility of an upsurge of violence. Palestinians continue to fire Qassam rockets from Gaza into Israel, and several rockets have narrowly missed major infrastructure targets in southern Israel. In Gaza today, Palestinian hospital officials said Israel killed two Palestinians near the Gaza Strip border. Israeli military sources said one of its aircraft fired at Palestinians suspected of planting bombs. Palestinian residents said the two men were members of the Popular Resistance Committee's militant group. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.